Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their charitable foundation, Sharing Change, is funded by members who round up their electric bill to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org. It's time to catch up with James Price with the Better Business Bureau. Joining us today, we're going to talk about a couple of scams that you need to know about, kind of keep you in front of that. And James, hope you're staying cool on these hot summer days.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's that time of the year where the temperatures are on the rise. And I was talking to somebody yesterday and they said they were going through a cool spell. They were out west and the temperature had gone from 115 down to 110. I said, "Woo, you have a cold streak coming in."
Yeah, that's like us going from the upper 90s to the low 90s. It does feel like a cool snap, doesn't it?
Right. So,
well, what are some of the things we're going to talk about here today?
So we're going to revisit some scams that we've talked about in the past, but it's that time of the year where these things are raising their ugly head again. And the first one we want to talk about is fake events and phony tickets. One of the reasons for this is it's that time of the year when there's events out there and, you know, people want to go to concerts and that kind of stuff. And, hey, this looks like fun. Ooh, and here's some really cheap tickets. And we could go to this thing. So there's a lot of people out there and they're going to festivals over the summer. And of course, anytime people do something a lot of, scammers find a way to capitalize on the people who don't do their due diligence. So one of the ways this works is you see a fantastic deal for tickets to like a festival or something in your area. And it could even be like out of your area. Maybe it's Chicago or, you know, Memphis, or I mean, it could be anywhere. And you're going, "Oh, this is really cool. We'll take off for the weekend and go to this," which makes matters worse. You just like, now you're spending money to go someplace that doesn't exist.
Right. Insult to injury.
Right. So, and you'll see them on, you know, a lot of times you'll see these links on social media and the event promises, you know, all kinds of stuff like all you can eat meals, you know, beer, wine, activities. And so you enter your credit card information to buy the tickets and you think you're all set. But before you do research, whether the event is non-existent or merely disappointing, you actually bought phony tickets. And the result is the same. Somebody pockets all your money and you don't have anything. And there's other ways you got to be careful of this, where people, they say they're going to have these events and then they cancel them at the last minute and then they don't give you your money back. So, so anytime that you're looking to do an event, do your research first. So one example here we have is a customer in Memphis reported buying tickets for $220 for a concert. So I saw an offer for pre-sale tickets for the group, for this group for concert in May. And I clicked on the links and it led me to what looked like a legitimate site until I realized that there are resellers site and they had marked up the tickets, incredibly. The prices were also in US dollars and the service charge was huge. So contacted the company right away and they just dismissed and ignored, you know, they're scammers that, these are the kind of scams they need just to be off the market. Mm-hmm. So they scam a lot of people and it's humiliating, stressful. You know, you can go to BBB.org and you can go to Scam Tracker and read about some of these scams. And then the other thing too is if you get scammed, put your scam in there. Maybe you can prevent somebody else from being scammed. So how do you spot a fake festival? Well, the first thing you do is research before you buy. Search online for the festival's name and ensure that the name advertised matches the website. A lot of times scammers will use names that sound similar to real festivals to make you feel like that you've this is the one you're going to, or they'll change the website up just a little bit and get you to put your information in there. Check for working contact information. The festival website, you should have a real phone number and an email address. And then watch out for prices that sound too good to be true. And that's with everything we talk about. There's no way a festival can offer tickets at extremely low prices without losing money. If the prices are much lower than elsewhere, it's likely a scam. So those are things to watch out. So what can you do? Always pay with a credit card. You can dispute charges that come through on the card. Look for secure sites. The website should begin with that HTTPS, or they have that lock code on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then avoid tickets sold on, I know we have to say that's Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace or other free listings. Scammers like to go in there and use those sites because they're not monitored as much. And so there's not people checking them out. And of course, it's an easy way for the scammers to get through to you. So we see a lot of these that they kind of pop up over the summertime when it comes to like scammers doing these face tickets.
Yeah, I'd heard that there was even some of that going on with Bonnaroo and that kind of thing. So, I mean, and being so close to the Music City, there are always some kind of concerts or, you know, country music events, things of that nature going on here. So just be careful where you purchase those. And, you know, it's been a while, but there was even, you know, Ticketmaster is one of the big outlets that does this, that there were even scammers using a fake Ticketmaster. So you've just got to be really, really diligent when doing anything like this online, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we got another scam we're going to talk about. And this one, ironically, people fall for it because they think they're going to get rich. And that's the Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes scam.
You and I can probably both remember the day when Ed McMahon was going to show up at the door with balloons and came in the mail and all that. But it's totally different now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's yeah. They're going to call you and they're going to tell you you won. Not. So if you enter a sweepstakes in lotteries, always, you know, you're always waiting for that phone call telling you that you won. Unfortunately, the scammers know that that's what you're doing. They know how to play on emotions and trick people into think that they're going to get these prizes and how to pay for them. And they haven't actually won anything. So BBB's received several reports about phone calls that impersonate Publishers Clearinghouse. And the reason why that some of the scammers will use that is because it's popular. It's people know Publishers Clearinghouse. That's why you get these fake emails and scams for things like FedEx and Amazon and Walmart all the time, Target, because people are familiar with the brand. And so they think it's real when it's really not. So the way this works is you get a phone call from somebody claiming to be there from Publishers Clearinghouse. And I probably sound really excited.
Oh, sure.
And you, yeah, you've won millions of dollars, a brand new car. You know, the person sends you a photo of your new car and all the money you've won. Even better, they tell you that, you know, there's some celebrities that are going to come to your house and, you know, to give you your award and your prizes. Ed McMahon, you know, you're back to the, that's where they used to do it. So they might as well, you know, keep that, that going, you know, it's just a tradition, you know, you have to have celebrities. However, there's a catch.
Of course.
Before you receive your prize, you have to first pay the IRS. Or a broker's fee. And so to pay these fees, the people on the phone are going to instruct you to use a gift card and provide them with the numbers on the back of the card. I don't know how many times we have to say this, and people get caught for it all the time, is if you get somebody who calls you on the phone and they want you, they're going to give you anything and they want a gift card, hang up. It's a scam. It's gift cards are for gifts. And when you use a gift card, you should know, one, where you bought it, and two, where you're going to use it ahead of time. And it shouldn't be for somebody you've never met before. So they may also tell you to send money to a specific bank account or mail an address to another state. So those fees can be hefty, ranging from hundreds or thousands of dollars. The person on the phone asks for more personal information from you, like your bank name, bank account, routing numbers. They may ask you for your financial statements, savings accounts, just trying to get all kinds of information out of you. And so if you catch on to the scam and hang up the phone, the scammer may call you back multiple times and leave you messages asking for the money, making it difficult, to communicate with you. And the other thing we've said before about, if somebody calls you on the phone and you don't recognize the number, don't answer it. I mean, on my phone, if you're not in my contact list, my phone doesn't even ring. I can see the number who called, and they can leave a message, and I can call back if I want to, but my phone's not going to ring. And if you have that setting on your phone set up, the biggest thing about the phone ringing is it sounds urgent. It wants to be answered. And so people just naturally just answer the phone without thinking twice about it. So one of the examples we had on Scam Tracker was they were called by a man who claimed to be from Publishers Clearing House. He told me I had won second prize of a $13 million and a BMW. He said celebrity names would be coming to my house to present the prize, and he told me in order to avoid paying taxes, to get a vanilla card, which is a pay card, for $750. And then they contacted the BBB, and BBB told them it was a scam. So if you're told you won a prize and you have to pay money, hang up the phone, rip up the letter, delete the social media contact, and report it to law enforcement agencies, is what Publishers Clearing House says to do. Publishers Clearing House will never call or private message a consumer on social media to let them know they won a prize, and they're never going to ask for payment. And so, if you definitely won Publishers Clearing House, you're not getting a pre-warning. They're going to show up at the door, and they're going to have your prizes for you. So here's how to avoid sweepstakes scams. One, remember, you have to play to win. If you're being told you won a sweepstakes but don't remember entering one, there's a red flag for you. If you do enter a sweepstakes, keep track of the entries you've made to confirm any winning notifications that you may have. Read the fine print on the rules and the sweepstakes and how the prizes are going to be claimed. Never pay upfront fees to claim your prizes. No legitimate sweepstakes company is going to ask you to do that. Any fees and taxes and handling are processed. They're fake. They're a red flag. If someone's asking you to pay money to win a prize, be done. Hang up. Don't deal with them anymore. Publishers Clearing House has actually shared that their winners will never have to pay to claim a prize. So if you see that Publishers Clearing House calls you, it's a fake. Don't get caught up in the excitement. Sweepstakes scammers, they're going to try to get. Do their best to get you excited about your winnings. Don't let that cloud your judgment. Take a step back and consider what the person's telling you. If you're being told to pay money or asked to hand over personal information or sweepstakes you've entered, stop communicating with the caller. And then the last thing is if you're being asked to pay with a gift card, it's likely a scam. And I think every time we get on here and we talk about scams, we say the same thing. If they're asking for a gift card, it's a scam. Paying with a gift card is one of the most common tactics scammers use to steal money from people. If you're given urgent, specific instructions from a stranger on the phone on what type of gift card to buy and where to buy it and how much money to put on a gift card, don't proceed. And another one they'll use is they'll use things like Western Union, because those two is once it's sent, you've lost your money. Or Bitcoin is another one. So, yeah, just do your homework up front. When if you really did win $1 million, they're not going to call you ahead of time. They're going to want to catch your look on your face when they bring those balloons and the check to your door.
Absolutely, sure. And you're certainly, like you said again, you're not going to win if you don't participate. So, I mean, you've got to participate in these types of things to be a big winner. So some very good information. Sweepstakes, lotteries, lottery scams, I know are kind of similar to this as well. And again, gobbb.org. and check out Scam Tracker. You can go down right to your zip code and you can see all the things that are going on right here in our community. And be sure to report them too, because that helps your neighbors. James, as always, thanks for stopping in.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Have a great day.
You too. That's James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining us here on Rutherford Issues. And a reminder, if you missed part of the show, the podcast will be up in mere minutes, so you can go back and listen to the couple of scams that we talked about here this morning right here on Rutherford Issues. Thank you so very much for being a part of the show, and we'll see you back here next time.